What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so back at you today with a quick hit daily digest for the navigators out there. The first story that I wanted to cover is from about a week ago, and it is the fact that five U.S. senators, led by Senator Brian Schatz, who is a Democrat from Hawaii, basically requested that Sam Altman, OpenAI, clearly outline and explain how it is that OpenAI plans to maintain safety and security and meet their quote-unquote public commitments in those disciplines. And again, this is nothing new to anybody who's been listening to the show or following the AI news. Security and government regulation are a huge, huge debate and a huge controversial talking point for many legitimate reasons. The senators are obviously concerned about users being able to gain directions to like build a bioweapon or bombs or something like that, something as straightforward and threatening as that, but also using AI to enhance like cyber attacks and things of that nature. They're also asking OpenAI about like their HR and hiring, but more specifically their firing practices with people and former employees at OpenAI. There have been whistleblowers who have filed complaints about OpenAI's restrictive policies and practices as far as NDAs during the firing process or suppressing employees from sharing their concerns with oversight or regulatory bodies or committees. And it sounds like there's concerns from the lawmakers and from employees as well that the specific goal of these NDAs and the suppression is keeping information from regulators or from the public. In fact, this Washington Post article here that I'm getting this story from also says that this letter mentioned concerns over the rushed release of ChatGPT 4.0. Apparently, there were some internal concerns about that too. And in order to, they tried to meet a certain launch date with ChatGPT 4.0, and apparently, it even ended up going against some commitments that the company had made to the White House about rolling that out in a safe and secure way. In a response to the letter from those senators, from those lawmakers, and also amongst the accusations of pressuring employees not to share concerns, a spokesperson for OpenAI, Liz Bourgeois, I believe is how you pronounce her name, gave the following statement. She said, "We didn't cut corners on our safety process, though we recognize the launch was stressful for our teams." She goes on to say, "Artificial intelligence is a transformative new technology, and we appreciate the importance it holds for us, for the U.S. competitiveness and national security. We take our role in developing safe and secure AI very seriously and continue to work alongside policymakers to establish the appropriate safeguards going forward." So definitely some PR speak there, but it sounds like they believe they're still committed to the safety and security, despite some reported shortcomings or falling short of some of their commitments to the White House already. There's already a bunch of gray area or ambiguity around this. And from a political or sentimental standpoint, the politics and sentiments in Washington surrounding AI are super varied, very complicated and complex, and which makes all of this that much more difficult for OpenAI and the senators to kind of navigate, and us as a public. The senators want to protect these employees and stop OpenAI from suppressing any concerns or whistleblower complaints. But it does not look like any solid laws or regulations are going to be able to be put on the books anytime soon, or are at least being planned to be put on the books anytime soon, especially considering the upcoming 2024 election. We've already talked a little bit about how the Biden administration has released executive orders regarding AI, and they're intensely focused on regulation and testing and safety reporting. But who knows how long those will be on the books, given the election cycle and the election narratives and the potential new administrations that could be coming into the White House. Other than that, right now, as the Washington Post article states, it's really just taking these AI companies at their word. We're really just taking them at their word that they're going to meet these safety commitments, because the laws and regulations aren't going to be able to be solidified anytime soon. For instance, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI said that they would dedicate 20% of their computing power to researching and studying safety about a year ago. And they created or launched something called the Super Alignment Team, whose job it was to specifically prevent existential risks or dangers posed by AI. And apparently that team has since been disbanded, according to the article here. The OpenAI spokesperson, Liz Bourgeois, does say that that's kind of being misrepresented, or she seems to say that anyway. She says that that 20% didn't have to go to one specific team, and it could be allocated over a longer series or period of time. Some final requests made by the senators in this letter to OpenAI were asking them if they would allow for external investigators or external review or assessment of their models and their products, or if they would allow like government early government adoption for deployment purposes and testing purposes. They again asked if OpenAI would give an overview of any safety or security concerns that may have been discovered or witnessed so far through their development of the tool over the last few years. If there are employees who have knowledge about safety concerns or who want to come forward, the government or the lawmakers here are requesting that OpenAI allow that to happen. So that's it for the update from Capitol Hill anyway on AI. The second part of today's Daily Digest I wanted to fill you guys in on is a huge slew of AI updates to Adobe's Photoshop and Illustrator apps. Again, these are a little heavyweight for what I need to do in my marketing graphic design as a freelancer. Like I said in yesterday's episode, I'm often just doing my work in Canva. But if you are a Photoshop or Illustrator user, then you'll definitely find this update useful and very informative, hopefully as well. On July 23rd, Adobe posted in their news articles or their blog posts on their site, and I'll share the link here, of course, about, again, a huge amount of updates to their platforms. I'm just going to go through as fast as I can here, starting with an all-new generative shape fill. They have enhanced text-to-pattern design, capabilities, style reference, generate image, enhanced detail. There's something called mockup, the dimension tool, a feature called retype. The list goes on and on. There's enhanced selection capabilities, enhanced pan and zoom. There's a contextual taskbar, a selection brush tool, an adjustment brush. I think there's like 15 features or something that they describe in this post. And I'll go through a few of the ones from that list that sound the most interesting for me. For instance, the enhanced text to pattern feature in Illustrator, which is going to allow you to simply use text prompts to create and scale and customize vector patterns in your designs. Or the mockup feature in Illustrator, which is apparently going to allow you to basically create visual prototypes of what your designs or assets would look like on 3D objects. So for like product packaging or apparel, which is really cool. So it's going to allow you to better format that content to those unique canvases. Another one that catches my eye and looks really useful would be what they're calling their retype capability. It states here in the article that in Illustrator, this will help designers conveniently convert static text to live editable text and will also help in some font identification as well. Another one from this long list that sounds pretty cool and handy from a marketing standpoint is the contextual taskbar. And it's basically going to present you a number of logical next steps or workflows that you can take as a user, which, again, if you're not a power designer or a graphic designer and you're in some of these Adobe tools, that sounds super helpful. So again, just a ton of updates from Adobe. And if you're a user, definitely jump in and familiarize yourself to get up to speed and make sure that you are not falling behind, because this was a long list. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.